KINY Juneau. Now from the Alaska Airlines Studio, local first news for Juneau and all of Southeast Alaska.
From the capital city, I'm Jazz Garrett. The Juneau School Board voted 5-2 Tuesday night to postpone indefinitely the consideration of an amendment proposed last week. The amendment proposed reconsideration of the Juneau School Consolidation Plan that was approved February 23rd. The existing model put students grades 9 through 12 at Juneau Douglas High School, grades 7 through 8 and the Homebridge program at Thunder Mountain High School, and add 6th graders to the current K through 5 elementary school system. Most alternative programs would be housed at DeZonte Kahini Middle School. A special meeting will take place at 5:30 p.m. tonight in the JDHS library. The school board will finalize their balanced budget plan so they can submit it to the Juneau Assembly by the deadline, tomorrow. Juneau School Board President Dee Dee Sorensen gives us comment on their final decision.
I believe that the original plan will be approved on Thursday. It was made in the harsh light of prior experience.
The existing plan also closes the district's administration building, the Marie Drake Building, and Floyd Dryden Middle School, returning control to the city that owns them.
They are theirs to choose to repurpose as they will.
Sorensen was asked if the decision to dismiss the reconsideration of the current consolidation plan had anything to do with the city's consideration of moving City Hall into a vacant school building.
We made a decision and we presented that decision to the city. They assisted us with the loan and some financial help to deal with the 24 budget crisis and also some financial help for the FY25 budget crisis. However, the assembly has done nothing to indicate that somehow the board should not make a deliberative decision about the amendment issue.
The model proposed through the amendment would have taken back Floyd Dryden Middle School and instead closed an elementary school. Sorensen said that there's a significant difference in cost savings between closing a middle school versus an elementary building. She added that it was decided that the middle school needs its own building and its own program. Sorensen called the nearly $10 million deficit and a roughly $80 million annual operating budget an unfortunate situation.
This year, we are trying to be prudent and careful. And although some say that we are being unnecessarily without hope, I think that it is a much safer route ultimately, specifically utilize any extra funding that comes our way, rather than to be trying to lop off something else in order to accommodate the reality of less money. And the community is going to go through a grieving process. I think the most important thing is to be supportive of our students.
Lawmakers overwhelmingly approved the education bill, Senate Bill 140, and could override a potential veto made by the governor if all legislators voted the same way. The combined vote on the bill was 56-3, and only 40 votes of 60 would be needed for an override. A few legislators who voted for the bill have indicated they may support a gubernatorial veto. The bill could become law without Dunleavy's signature if he takes no action this week, but even if that were to happen, he could veto funding for the bill when he is presented with a budget later this year. And the wide-ranging education bill contains the first significant increase to the state school funding formula in years. As of Wednesday, Alaska lawmakers and the governor had not reached an agreement. Legislators would convene for a joint session to consider an override as soon as next Monday if the governor vetoes the education bill today. Coming up next, an avalanche advisory is in effect for Juneau. That story next with Grace Dumas when Local First News continues.
Avalanche danger is high for Juneau today, according to an advisory issued by City Emergency Manager Tom Matisse. With temperatures above freezing on local summits and continued precipitation expected, avalanche danger remains high with natural avalanches likely and human-triggered avalanches more than likely. As temperature cools, avalanche danger will begin to decrease. The advisory says to avoid the Flume and Perseverance Trail, as well as the gated areas above the Barrens neighborhood. The advisory expires at 7 a.m. tomorrow. Resurrection Lutheran Church joined Capital Chat to talk about their showrunner camp for middle and high school students. The Juno Live Studio TV production camp are held over spring break. Openings are still available. April Dooley is director for the showrunner camp for middle and high school students. She explains what students will learn.
It's a really exciting opportunity for students because they get hands-on experience, learning how to run camera, sound, lighting, direction. It's an incredible and a unique opportunity. Students get the chance every single day to put on a show for half an hour. This camp is totally free, and it is Monday through Friday from 9 to 4, except for Thursday we have a tech rehearsal, and Friday night we're putting on a show. Kids run that show as well. There's going to be three rock bands and the Douglas Tribe Youth Dance Group as well. That's going to be a fun show to stage manage.
Bradley Perkins adds to that.
They eventually learn to form a TV production company. So they learn all aspects of TV production, everything from how to, we have a full studio with five floor cameras, a full booth, and all that. So they learn all that. But additionally, they learn how to run the house. They learn how to manage a studio audience. They learn how to interface with talent.
Clarice Beathers is the director of the new Studio Apprentice Half-Day Camp for elementary school students. This is a new program this year, so younger kids can participate in the Showrunner Camp as well. Register at showrunnercamp.org. Why do human women experience menopause? Some scientists in the UK have been trying to figure that question out by studying whales. Here's ABC's Sherry Preston.
Menopause is actually pretty rare in the animal world. Most of the time, mammals continue reproducing offspring their entire lives so they can pass on their genes. Whales and humans have menopause in common, and scientists at the University of Exeter, who studied six species of whales, have written a paper for the journal Nature that suggests life changes might be because those older females are needed to help raise grandbabies and others in the community. In one case, researchers observed a grandmother killer whale babysitting her grand calves and showing younger orcas how to fish. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Now you're up to date with local first news. I'm Grace Dumas.